Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. The ongoing political drama over raising the debt ceiling and reducing spending goes on. But the most recent proposals, unlike earlier ones, say nothing about immediately changing or modifying Medicare or Medicaid. Why did those programs get taken off the table? KHN senior correspondent Mary Agnes Carey is on Capitol Hill. She's been looking into that question. Welcome, Mary Agnes.
Thank you.
So the Great Disappearing Act of Medicare and Medicaid, what happened? How did it happen?
Well, of course, it's not over till it's over, especially on Capitol Hill. But it's very clear to me that Democrats don't see it in their political interest to make any changes in Medicare or Medicaid. I just came from a news conference with Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader of the House, and several of her colleagues. They were there with supporters of Medicare to celebrate its 46th anniversary, and they made it very clear that they are the protectors of Medicare and they are the protectors of Medicaid. For months, they've been talking loudly against changes in a House Republican budget plan, changes to Medicare and to Medicaid, saying they do no such thing of any sort. And so I think that they have no interest, and that's why, in particular, Harry Reid, the majority leader in the Senate, his plan would not make changes to Medicare or Medicaid because politically this is a strong point for them.
But even the Republican package that is supposed to be voted on shortly that Speaker Boehner put together, that doesn't include anything either.
That's right. And because I think that they know that perhaps as they go down the road, they're going to need some Democratic support for a deficit reduction plan if it is not strong enough for conservatives in the Republican Party to back it in the House. And I also think that the Speaker sees the political problems right now for support for some of the Republican proposals on Medicare and Medicaid. They've seen the public reaction. They're looking at other areas and discretionary spending to cut, so they don't necessarily think they need to do it now. Of course, Speaker Boehner's proposal does have a commission of other lawmakers that could look at entitlements down the road to cut, but I think there are certainly reasons why they haven't touched it now.
You interviewed recently seven people from very different professional and political perspectives. Most of them said to you that things need to get much worse for Medicare in particular to undergo serious changes. Where did that unanimity come from?
The thought is that if there is bipartisan agreement that there is pressure on Medicare to be insolvent, perhaps for a decade or less, that that's when you'll get the momentum to make changes in the program. When statements are made, every year the Medicare Trustees Report comes out, and if Medicare is solvent for 15 years or longer, for a lot of people that doesn't seem like an emergency. But almost everyone said that if that got to beneath a decade and both parties looked at it and agreed together that there had to be changes made to the program, that could create the pressure to advance some of the ideas that have been kicked around here on Capitol Hill.
And yet, in the past couple of weeks, you've had some Democrats, you've had the Democratic president talking about being willing to look at modifications, changes, reductions, whatever word you want to use, in Medicare and Medicaid. Has that somehow changed what can and may be discussed in the future? Will things be on the table in the future that seemed simply inconceivable 6 months ago?
I think they absolutely could be for both political and policy reasons. On the political front, I think President Obama and some Democrats do want to appeal to independents. They want to be proactive in getting entitlement spending under control. Everyone seems to agree they don't want to really affect benefits for current beneficiaries. But looking down the road, if you made a variety of changes gradually, whether it's a change in the eligibility age, whether it's asking higher income beneficiaries to pay more, taking other policy steps such as combining Part A and B deductibles or adding co-pays where they don't exist, this could be the beginning of a longer conversation. It will take a lot of time and a lot of political will. But to your point, I think a lot of things are on the table now that haven't been there before. They're looking at the program. The number of beneficiaries is increasing. People are living longer on Medicare, and it's putting financial pressure on the program. So I think that's why these things are getting more attention now.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News.
Thank you.